Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Do you believe me?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen the messages.
As long as Lorraine believes me, anyway, that's the main thing. Right, now, Home Hacks. Windows.
I'm cleaning windows.
Windows. Right. This is good, right? I like this. So this is to wash your windows. Loads of people talking this online. Miss Hinch came up with it. Her billion followers are all talking about it. You don't have to pay for anything that you're using, as in particular products. You mix washing up liquid, a little bit of fabric softener, warm water. Use a cloth to wipe down the windows. A minky cloth.
Right.
Anyone can get them in any shop, right? So that's the first thing you do. Then you finish the windows by using the squeegee to remove the excess water. And the windows are absolutely spotless. And everyone's saying, oh my God, why does it work so much with the fabric softener? And apparently the reason for it is the washing up liquid can leave marks on the window. So if you add some fabric softener, the liquid leaves the glass smear free.
Hang on, another use for a squeegee.
Oh yes, go for
it. Top tip for a squeegee. Now this is unbelievable and it works. If you have a pet that sheds hair on your furniture, your carpets or whatever, your squeegee is going to do a better job than your Hoover, your vacuum cleaner, sorry.
Squeegee is one of those.
Swear to God. Bit more work involved, obviously.
Yeah.
But it takes it all up. It really does, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Another glass cleaner, 500 mils water, 125 wider cider vinegar, some rubbing alcohol and one or two drops of essential oil for smell. That's another one that came from Miss Cinch. And if you're looking to make a cleaner for all of the house, this one's a great one. One part white vinegar, one part water, lemon rind and some rosemary sprigs.
My wife loves, adores Home Savers. If she could have shares in this place, she probably
would. That's the place you get random crisps and stuff that you can't get.
Kitchen stuff, everything. She just loves the place. But she got, for the windows, it's a bottle attached to a spongy type thing.
Right.
And all you've got to do is spray.
And then sponge as you go.
Yeah.
Ooh, for fingerprints of children.
Class.
I like the sound of that.
So easy.
Yeah.
I mean, who thought of that? And how are they not millionaires?
The barbecue, can I just tell you about that one? I mentioned it before, but I need to mention it again because it's a nice weekend. Nice week, and loads of people are going to have barbecues out this week. This is brilliant. I've tried it. Open your barbecue, you look and go, oh, to clean that now. Mm-hmm. Scrunch up a piece of tinfoil, rub it on the barbecue, and all of that stuff comes off. It's unbelievable. And the other thing you can do is half an onion. Now, you wouldn't do this because you hate onions. Half an onion and use the onion. Holding the outside, obviously, so you've still got the peel in your hand. Rub the onion on the barbecue and it removes everything.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't there something you can get? I've never used them before, but I've heard of them. There's this bag you can get that you put in your oven that cleans your oven.
Yeah, it's... I can't remember the name of it, but it's
a thing.
A product that you leave in and then you leave
it. And you turn your oven on?
Did you turn it on with that stuff?
What's the story with it?
I don't remember turning my oven on. No, you don't. You soak everything.
Right.
You take out the trays and the racks. You put them in the stuff, pride or something, and then you leave them.
Uh-huh.
And you soak all the oven and leave it and the stuff just falls off.
Could the same stuff work for the barbecue? That's where I'm going with this.
Probably, but the thing about that stuff is that's all chemicals. If you can do it with a bit of tinfoil, a bit of onion, it's preferable to soaking all the racks. That's
a pain in the hoop. And then I suppose when you start your barbecue, whatever, before putting food on it.
Scrub it all out, yeah.
Just, you've got this waft of fried onion coming your way.
That's why the dishwasher tablet for the door of the oven one is so good. Mm-hmm. You literally just need to dip it in water, rub the door of the oven and it cleans it. Have we been doing this for 20 minutes? I think we might have been.
We could go on all day. We could. Honest to God.
We could, yeah.
We should just have a show called Home Hacks. And get listeners to just call in.
Home Hacks,
with
the TV
home
theme tunes.
Yes.
We'd be delighted with ourselves.
We might even get to the word in entertainment at some point before 9 o'clock,
maybe,
possibly.
We'll see.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play the chorus and then we'll get a showbiz roundup before 9 o'clock. And then we'll have a time tunnel between 9 and 10 this morning. You're on East Coast FM. Good morning.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.